Listening Library presents Anna and the French Kiss by Stephanie Perkins. Read for you by Kim I Guest. Chapter 1. Here is everything I know about France. Madeleine and Amélie and Moulin Rouge. The Eiffel Tower and the Arc de Triomphe. Although I have no idea what the function of either actually is. Napoleon, Marie Antoinette, and a lot of kings named Louis. I'm not sure what they did either, but I think it has something to do with the French Revolution, which has something to do with Bastille Day. The art museum is called the Louvre, and it's shaped like a pyramid. And the Mona Lisa lives there along with that statue of the woman missing her arms. And there are cafes or bistros or whatever they call them on every street corner. And mimes. The food is supposed to be good, and the people drink a lot of wine and smoke a lot of cigarettes. I've heard they don't like Americans, and they don't like white sneakers. A few months ago, my father enrolled me in boarding school. His air quotes practically crackled over the phone line as he declared living abroad to be a good learning experience and a keepsake I'd treasure forever. Yeah, keepsake. And I would have pointed out his misuse of the word had I not already been freaking out. Since his announcement, I've tried yelling, begging, pleading, and crying, but nothing has convinced him otherwise. And now I have a new student visa and a passport, each declaring me Anna Oliphant, citizen of the United States of America. And now I'm here.